Hikau, in The Nightmare Before Christmas, how many faces does the mayor have? One, two, or none?
The answer is two.
Correct.
According to the Cheshire Cat, where is everybody mad?
In Wonderland.
That's right.
Yay! In Bambi, kind of animal is flounder? No. Is flounder. No. What kind of animal is flower?
Wait, give me the question again.
In Bambi. Bambi. A deer. Right? What kind of animal is flower?
A skunk.
Yes.
This is so funny that you asked me that, because in The Little Mermaid...
Flounder.
What are the names of Ursula's two pet eels?
Flotsam and Jetsam. Hi, Scott.
Hey, guys. My name is Jacob.
And this is Kikau. And we are the hosts of...
Main Street and Beyond.
Main Street and Beyond.
No, you can't say it. I say it, not you.
You say all of it. You say all of it.
No.
I'll say my name.
Ready? Say, okay. Hi guys, this is Jacob.
And this is Kikau. And together we are hosts of Main Street
and Beyond. I don't think that's right either.
All right, we are so excited because today we're going to talk about our favorite Disney movies in no particular order.
No particular order.
Except... they're chronological.
Except for the kind of, there's an order. But we don't want to do like number 10, number 9. It's not like a countdown.
Yeah. We each are going to talk about our favorite five.
Because really, like, how can you have one favorite movie of all time at Disney? Like, I just don't understand.
Yeah, and actually what inspired this was watching the PBS special American Experience, Walt Disney on PBS. Hashtag.
Have you seen the whole thing?
I've watched the whole thing.
I only watched a little bit of it, but I enjoyed it, but that's not what...
And basically, the idea of, you know, the Disneyland and Disney World and all of these things really sort of actually all starting with a mouse is really exciting. And the animation of a mouse and the fact that that was the beginning of all of this amazing animation is so cool. So that's really what inspired this episode, and yeah. We just thought it'd be fun to kind of talk about what our favorite things were. And so, Jacob, let's talk about your first...
Okay. I can't wait. My first movie is, I think, I really love this one. I think this is it's my favorite in the newest of movies.
Okay.
And I'm going to say it's Tangled.
Yes!
I love Tangled.
Tangled is fantastic.
It's just so good. The storytelling... it's so good. The story's great. The songs are great. The performances are great.
Mandy Moore. Zachary Levi.
She did such a good job. But really, the star of that for me is like Donna Murphy.
Of course.
Donna Murphy. Come on.
As Mother Gotham, I think her name is?
Gothel.
Yes. Keep going.
But then what was so fun is then we saw her... that summer, the year after Tangled came out, she played the witch in Into the Woods, which was Rapunzel's, like,
yeah,
the same kind of part. It was just kind of fun. So anyway, Tangled. Tangled is, I'm holding it up. And also this DVD Blu-ray case is real cute. Like, it's got, like, a little laser thing on it that makes it shine.
We love the Rapunzel in Mickey and the Magical Map.
Rapunzel and the Mickey and Magical Map. Come on.
I think one of my favorite leading men is Flynn Rider. Because he's just like sassy.
He has the smolder.
That smell, those eyebrows.
All of it.
Yeah.
And don't you just want to like let a lantern go on like your birthday? Don't you just want like...
The reality
just
is...
want a lantern on my birthday.
I want to go and go on that Walt Disney cruise... and, like, watch Tangled, the musical that they've, like, been working on and rehearsing.
I can't
and,
wait.
Like, literally, that is, what dreams would come true.
That makes me want to go on a cruise.
Yeah, because it just looks so cool. And we love that little show that they did in the fairy tale theater at Disneyland, and
that was good too.
So good.
It's not frozen, but anyway, and also that horse. The horse is great. I don't remember the horse's name. It's like Majestic or something. Somebody knows.
No guessing.
No, I'm sorry. I just looked. Anyway, I love Tangled. Tangled.
Okay. We're gonna get back to you with that horse name. Fantastic. The first one I'd love to talk about is Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Classic.
Done. You cannot go wrong with that movie, of course.
Never.
I don't think it was the first one I've seen, but it definitely, when I did go back and watch it, I just was, like, fell in love with it. And as we've discussed on the attractions episode, it is one of my favorite rides. So just the idea of... This also being the first major motion picture that Walt Disney produced, and getting all the accolades that it did, and as successful as it was, it's just sort of the ultimate story and animation. So it's really kind of fun. I don't know what it is about the movie. It's the princess and the fun characters as the dwarfs, which we love.
The Wicked Queen,
and the magic mirror, and there's just like, there's so much to it that is like wrought with drama. And I actually watched this, Derek and I both went to the Walt Disney Family Museum in San Francisco, and we went through the entire like area that was dedicated to it at the time, and then watched, at the end of all of it, watched the movie.
Really?
Yeah, like in its entirety, which is crazy. The running time of the movie is 84 minutes, and we just like our entire day just sort of stopped
We're watching the movie
Snow White and Seven Dwarfs. Yeah, it's so cool.
Not to get off topic, but that museum is fantastic.
It's fantastic.
And we have to do a whole episode on it.
We have to.
It's one of the best museums I've ever been to.
Derek and I have been through it twice, and we just love it, and can't wait to go back.
It's in San Francisco. If you're around that area, make
sure. It's a Presidio.
Yeah, that has to be a stop. It's great. I do love Snow White, too. She's my favorite, like, classic princess. If there's, like, a classic princess...
Competition,
it's going to be Snow White.
Seeing the characters at Disneyland... If you see Snow White, for some reason to me it feels like it's a real celebrity sighting, because it's sort of rare that you see her out and about. So when you were saying at the 60th anniversary that she came out for the little birthday moment, I was just like, Snow White, you saw Snow White. Yeah, she's just sort of rare, a rare little find.
I think I just like, because she has the most things on her, like, her costume. Like, she's got a collar and a cape. So I enjoy that.
A suitcase and a dream.
Oh gosh, not the Newsies show. Suitcase and a dream.
Okay, you're next.
I know, sorry, ADD. My next one.
You missed a couple notes.
That's all I was going to do. It's going to be the Little Mermaid.
Come on.
Jodie Benson, are you kidding me? She makes me cry every single time. At the end when she's like, I love you, Daddy. Ah, come on, joy. Yeah. But I think most of it is I remember seeing this in the movie theater. Someone was like, oh my God, you have to go see
The Little Mermaid.
Yeah. And I was like, what? Like, Disney movies aren't cool to go see.
Yeah, and this was 1989.
There's no guessing.
Hold on. I'm
86.
Barely... Okay. Okay.
86?
And
89. You were right.
Ding, ding, ding. Come on.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kiko Alvaro, I want to go on record as that you were correct.
I'm so glad this is recorded. But here's the thing. The reason why I know that is because I went to see it in 89, and I also went to see it 10 years later because they did a movie re-release.
Yes.
And it was a whole thing, and it was definitely 99.
I just love it. And I love, like, Buddy Hackett as Scuttle, and he just one of my favorites. I remember sitting in the theater, you know, with your popcorn and your drink and all the things, and then that ship comes up through, the very first thing is the Little Mermaid logo, and then the ship comes through, and I just remember being like, oh my gosh, I really just took my breath away. And then to hear Jodie Benson saying, come on, you just don't get better. It's just, to me, it's classic. I love it. It's always my favorite, and I always enjoy seeing her, and I enjoy seeing her as Finn Ariel and Soundstational.
Mm.
And I wish we saw her more as Finn Ariel.
I love Finn Ariel. And not
seafoam green dress that she never wears in any movie.
So now, here's the thing about what I love that we're even talking about this stuff, is that this really was the beginning. This Howard Ashman,
Alan Menken.
Come on. Like, this movie musical really inspired an entire generation.
All of it.
Of people and creators. All and, of it. And then we go further to, you're talking about parades, but really we're talking about musical, like the musical.
The musical.
There's something that's so exciting about.
It's really fun. To me, it's like on par of Snow White.
Mm.
Like Snow White and Little Mermaid are...
like the beginnings of an era.
For sure. They're the same. Anyway.
For sure.
My second choice is Little Mermaid.
Fantastic. My second choice is Beauty and the Beast.
Such a good movie.
Honestly, it's so good. And it was so good that it was nominated for Best Picture in 1991. And it was actually the first full-length animated feature in cinema history to be nominated for the Academy Award for Best Picture. It was nominated that year for Best Sound and Best Music, the original song Belle, and the original song Be Our Guest. It did win Best Music. It won the Academy Award for Best Music for Beauty and the Beast and Original Score for Alan Menken. So these were amazing times. And I think there's something to me about, like, it's like the ultimate Disney movie to me, in that these inanimate objects are like alive and real, and you're seeing... Cogsworth, and you're seeing Lumiere, and there's just something that's just so magical about all of it. And then in addition to that, you have such beautiful animation and cinematography that it was of course recognized by the Academy Awards, which is great. And I don't know, I just love it. I also, as we're connecting this to this, like, love the Disney musical version of it. Like, I think it's so great and so smart and really well done. And so Beauty and the Beast.
Beauty and the
Five
Beast.
Stars from me.
I've had so many friends end the show.
Yeah.
End the Broadway show or the touring show. And it's just so... It must be so fun to do. They say that it's really fun.
Yeah.
You know, it's a fun show to be in because everyone loves it.
I did it...
And I remember... Well, one story, my friend was in it. And I was like... When it first came out, I said, oh, who are you? Like, who are you going to be? And she was like, honey, I'm a whole play setting.
That's great.
Because she was like a plate Enchanted. And a napkin
yeah.
and a fork and a spoon. Like, yeah. they just kind of changed through that whole thing. But, yeah, she was a whole place in
it. I love it. I was going to say that I did it once, and I was like the fork. I was a fork.
Weren't you the egg seller at the beginning?
At the beginning, I was an egg seller.
Did you say, good morning, Belle?
I was the second one. Bonjour!
Oh.
Was the second
right
one.
Here. You've heard it right here, ladies and gentlemen.
So much fun.
Anyway, I love Beauty and the Beast. It's very good. And the animation is gorgeous in that movie.
Gorgeous. That actually, this might be, that I'm inspired to watch that movie again. Like, recent, like now.
Yeah.
Soon.
So, let's Anyways. Go watch it. We'll be back later.
We'll just take a break.
Okay, so my next choice is one of my all-time favorite movies is Pete's Dragon. And I'm going to say... Pete's Dragon gets on this list.
And why? I mean, I love it too.
I think this is, we're getting into like the movies that I grew up with or remember seeing.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember having like a VHS of this and like wearing it out and just wishing that I had a dragon. And I think it was just also like, just wanted a dragon growing up. But it really, like, you know, the Jim Dale was in it, and I love Jim Dale. It's when I, like, kind of learned who he was through Pete's Dragon, and I've always loved him, and I think that's part of it. And Helen Reddy, I always loved Helen Reddy, and I Am Woman, Hear Me Roar.
Yeah,
all that, and Candle on the Water.
No, that song.
Candle
I love.
On the Water. Come on. But also, like, the beginning...
That's actually really seriously, and we'll probably do another whole episode about this, but, like, that is one of the best Disney songs.
One of my favorite Disney songs.
Yeah, really.
Candle in the Water.
Yeah.
Come on, come on. But then you have Shelley Winters at the beginning. Those guys, that family was just so mean, and I don't know. I just loved it. I thought it was really fun, and... Anyway.
Well, it is kind of fun because it also plays with animation and live action. In one, which we see, you know, later on with something like Who Framed Roger Rabbit, and there is a precedent of that, of those movies that Disney made with Alice, like Alice and the whatever, where he filmed movies. Like, so there was, it's just sort of seeing, like, technology in terms of live action and animation. Yeah. And then we see it even further, like, this, for Walt Disney's last movie, which was... but last movie that he was able to win an Academy Award for was Mary Poppins, which he also included animation sort of going the other way. So it's just kind of a cool thing to sort of see it as part of its lineage.
And I think also something like watching it as a kid, like because it was live action and animation, it sort of made that animation real and possible.
Anything was possible.
Anything was possible.
I love that.
Thank you, Sizzicle. But that really just has a place in my heart. Pete's Dragon. I think there's some other Pete's Dragon fans out there. So
I'm sure
if you are, please let me know. I'm not the only one who loves Pete's Dragon. Anyway.
All right. So for my next one, this is also sort of from that same era that was Beauty and the Beast and Little Mermaid. It's Aladdin. I just loved it so much. This was a hard sort of choice between Aladdin and The Lion King for me. And I had to choose Aladdin because, honestly, it was
you chose Aladdin over Lion King?
But here's why. Okay. I love The Lion King. Like, I love it. But
I'm fascinated. Go on.
But the idea of Aladdin, like, seeing a person of color and who was, like, a male and young, like, to me, like, the fact that I could... pretend to be Aladdin was sort of exciting. Like, there's something that you don't really think about, but there's something that was, like, possible. Like, oh, yes, there's this, like, guy who kind of looks like me or, like, has the same skin tone, even though he was played by, what's her name? Scott Wenger, who was on Full House. He was DJ's boyfriend on Full House. And then, of course... We know and love Robin Williams as the genie, and
isn't it great?
Jonathan Freeman, who is currently playing Jafar in the Broadway musical, and there's so many great, great, fantastic things about it. This, though, to me was like the magic of like animation. Like, to me, it all sort of comes together in this one place where like you can just do anything. Like the genie sort of represents. This amazing idea that like, he can do this. He can be a host. He can be a this, he can be a that. And
really something that can only be done in animation.
Like
you could do it live action, but really, this is why using animation to its fullest extent.
Flying through the world. Becoming.
Oh my God, when they fly on the carpet, are you kidding me?
And this is not, you know, we can't talk about this and not just mention the fact that the last time that you'll be able to see Aladdin in California Disney.
Oh yeah.
The show.
Live action show.
Yeah, it's around the corner.
Going away soon. So if you're there, make sure you see it.
Yeah. So excited.
Make sure you see it. And also, like, hello, Leia Salonga.
I can't even. Leia Salonga.
Princess Jasmine.
She's amazing.
Like,
Disney legend.
Disney, literally a Disney legend, but double princess.
Yeah, she did the...
she did the singing voice?
Singing voice.
And the speaking? No. No, she did both.
Yeah.
She did both. Leia Salonga, Aladdin, awesome.
What's your next one?
What's my next one? My next one is another favorite of mine, and a little maybe more obscure, is The Rescuers.
Mm.
Not Rescuers Down Under, although that is a very good movie.
Mm-hmm.
I love this original Rescuers. It's, to me, it's just genius. You get Bob Newhart and Ava Gabor.
Oh my gosh.
As this little Bernard and Miss Bianca.
Wait, but here's the thing. I did not watch this movie until, like, last year.
What?
Maybe 2 years ago. It was about 2 years ago. And I loved it. And I loved it. And I also love Rescuers Down Under. Yeah, like, if you have not seen it, you need to see both of those movies. They're great. Yeah.
And I think, actually, like, I saw, this is one of the first movies I remember seeing in a movie theater.
Oh.
Like, actually going to the movie theater.
Do you mean live action or animation? You literally remember seeing this.
I remember seeing this movie in the movie theater.
Okay.
And I remember being so scared. I think it has one of the best Disney villains of all time, Madame Medusa.
Oh, yes.
She's awesome and evil and fantastic, and I wish they used her. I wish she was around more.
Mm.
I wish she would get invited to the villain nights and things like that, because I just think she's great, and she was, like, big and brassy and had pet crocodiles and... Yeah, it was just fun. And it was kind of a scary movie. I remember being very scared. They put that poor girl down a well and made her go look for a diamond.
Oh, my gosh.
And then she almost drowned. And then the mice came and saved her. I mean, come on. You don't get better.
All right. For my next one, we are moving into Pixar. I love every Pixar movie that comes out. I can't believe it's so hard to pick just one. But my ultimate, absolute, 100% favorite is Finding Nemo. And I love it. It's, you know, an adventure story. And, of course, sort of does amazing things with animation in terms of, like, working underwater. And sort of you get to see, like, every move underwater, which is so great. But ultimately, I think what is the most special about it is the storytelling. It's sort of, you can't have one scene without the other. Like, there's something that's so great about how it builds and how it goes from the scenes that take place in the tank and the scenes that take place in the ocean. And you just are sort of on board from the beginning. And this is definitely a movie, as with the other three that I've mentioned so far, that I could watch every day. Like, I could literally put it on and just watch it, like, because it's just great, and I never will get sick of it. And this was, I mean, Ellen DeGeneres is, like, genius as
Dory,
and, I mean, Albert Brooks is awesome as Marlin, and Alexander Gould as Nemo, and I just feel like I cannot wait for Finding Dory and for, you know, any of the things, anything you're selling to me of Finding Nemo, I am on board.
Nemo's great.
Nemo's just so good. It's so good.
And you know what else is great?
Mm.
That live show.
Live action show. Bobby and Kristen. They're amazing. That live action show is great.
Yes.
I've seen it twice, and both times I've cried. And I'm like, I know what's going to happen. I'm just crying.
It's so good. We could talk about that. But it's just... Finding Nemo... Really good. Okay, my last one for me. Always going to be, hands down, my favorite, Peter Pan. I love it so much that it's hard for me to talk about a little bit because I love it so much. But I will try because that's what we're doing here on this podcast. It's so Disney. It's so 50s. I love Peter. I love Tinkerbell. I love the way that they shot it and used, like, live action people, and then, like, the animators came in and, like, animated their movements. I thought that was the process of making this movie, but also just that, like, there's this, just the story, there's something about this children that can fly somewhere to Neverland, this magical place of Neverland, and have these adventures. It just hits home to me. Anyway, one might say, I don't know, Peter Pan complex. I mean, there's a reason why they call it that, but I just love it. I love the movie. I love the ride. I love seeing him in a parade or out doing a meet and greet. I love seeing Tinkerbell. All of it. I'm just all of it. I buy it all.
Oh my God.
I just love Peter Pan.
And slowly a tear comes down your
I mean, it's just, I know it's kind of weird. I feel a little, like, I can't really talk about it. So, Peter Pan.
Okay, and then my last one. It's funny now, I'm realizing I actually went in chronological order
backwards,
and then you went forward. Oh, or you gosh. Went the other way. The movie I'm going to talk about is Disney's Frozen, which is great. And it, we, of course, have been saturated with it. We've heard all the songs a million times. We've seen Frozen fun in Disneyland. And we've, you know, we know that there's a whole brand new show coming. And there's so many things. But honestly, it's so good. It's such a good movie. And, of course, there are holes in the storytelling. But it's so good that it doesn't really matter. I just feel like it's just such a winner from beginning to end. And the music, of course, once again by Bobby and Kristen, is smart and really well done. And the characters are, like, fun and modern and, like, relatable and great. And then and there's fantastic voice talents, of course. Idina Menzel, Kristen Bell, Jonathan Groff, Josh Gad, all of them. All of them.
A+, across the board.
A+. They're so good.
I know we've been, like, overloaded on Frozen, but I'm gonna agree with you. And, like, this movie is fantastic. And if you can put all the other, like, Frozen mania stuff aside and just look at the movie, it's really amazing.
It's so good. The story is so just well done. And it just deserves all of the things it's gotten. And the continued success. And it's sort of that same thing you feel about seeing Peter Pan in a parade. It's like seeing Anna and Elsa. It's like there's just something about it that's like, oh my God, there they are.
They're just magical every time.
So magical.
And then you have to yell, Anna!
Anna! Okay, so I'm recapping my movies.
Great,
I said
too.
Snow White and the Seven Dwarves, Beauty and the Beast, Aladdin, Finding Nemo, and Frozen.
Mine are Tangled, The Little Mermaid, Pete's Dragon, The Rescuers, and Peter Pan.
Hey, what are your top five movies? Like, let us know. Do you agree with us? Do you disagree with us? I don't know. Audience
okay.
engagement.
Oh. Oh my God. Key Cow, this is our 20th episode.
Congratulations, my friend.
Congratulations.
I'm so thankful to everybody. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank everybody for listening to our ridiculousness.
Well, I hope it's been fun, and I hope we bring a little magic to your day.
Cheers to 20 more.
I will see you at the 40th.
Bye.
Bye, guys.